Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined as always by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson himself. Pete, how the devil are you doing?
How are you doing? You all right? What's going on? Hello. I'm still covered in paint, pretty much. yeah, it's been a good week. It's been solid. My partner is off filming a television show in Cardiff. So I am... Ooh. I've just had the week just rolling around, eating healthy, doing my carrot diet. Lost a bit of weight. It's gone really well.
Carrot diet.
Because I eat worse when she's around. Because I just feel like I can't subject her to healthy food. She deserves nice food. It tastes delicious. So I just
when we last met Pete Donaldson on the podcast, he just concreted his house.
Yeah.
He was covered in concrete. Yeah. Are you like destroying your house while your other half is away?
Yeah.
While your partner's
much, yeah.
away in Cardiff.
She's trying to improve.
She's going to come back. Trashed house.
I've knocked through a
There's
few
concrete
walls.
Concrete everywhere. God, concrete and carrots in every room. The Pete Donaldson lifestyle. I've been eating kind of healthy. I've lost a bit of weight. I've lost like 2-3 kilograms
hey,
the last month.
Good
it's
stuff.
Been good.
Well done.
This is the bit where you go, oh yeah, you look like you're thin.
Oh, you look like you're thin.
You've lost
Chris,
weight.
You look like you've lost
yeah,
weight.
That's the spirit.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. When I just come back from Sakata, I saw Natsuki, and he said that I'd lost weight, so it validated me. I felt very happy about that. Mm. But I've been having like this protein shake called Huel.
Huel.
Have you heard of this? Huel.
Yes, you did.
Huel.
How did you have to buy them yourself? Because surely you could get freebies. Surely as a top YouTuber.
I hope by talking about it now in the podcast, someone from Huel's listening and they'll send me a lot of free Huel. It's pretty good though. It's good. It's just like a protein kind of shake. Kind of like it's not like a protein shake necessarily. It's more like a meal replacement.
Yeah.
But it's high protein. It's good. Mixed with a bit of chocolate and banana and all sorts of peanut butter. It kind of works. It's good. But I've been having that. And that's how I've been losing weight. As well as like running and getting fit and jogging and weights. Yeah, I'm feeling good at the moment. Firing in all cylinders. But yeah, Huel, pretty good stuff. I thought it was some sort of Scandinavian brand. It sounds like Scandinavian Viking. Huel.
Huel.
Like Huel.
Yeah, it's Huel. It's Silicon Valley wank,
it's
isn't
not,
it?
Though.
Yeah, it's not
that. It's not. It's from the UK, believe
is
it or not.
Is it?
It's something finally has been made in the UK.
Oh, wow. Right. Some dust.
Soylent Green.
Yeah.
It's, Huel, it turns out, just means human fuel. Human
yeah,
fuel.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Huel. I see what they've done there. Whatever. Yeah, I probably should have clocked that, to be honest, but well done.
It's good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Good but stuff. It is the 10-year anniversary of Abroad in Japan.
Hey,
10 years for doing this now. Actually, tell lights. The 10-year anniversary since I moved to Japan.
Right.
The 10-year anniversary of Abroad in Japan is in like 2 weeks.
Right. Okay.
I'll milk it for all it's worth. There'll be two anniversaries. But the trailer dropped for Journey Across Japan on the 10-year anniversary of moving to Japan, and the first episode drops on the 10-year anniversary of Abroad in Japan channel, which is I think August 14th.
Yes.
So yeah, I can't believe it's been this long though.
That's very exciting.
I can't believe we've been doing the podcast since 2018, and I met you 5 years ago. So you've been around for half of that journey now. And isn't that mental?
And I've not been into Japan for 2.5 years.
That's depressing. Yeah, a quarter of my time in Japan, you've not been able to get in.
Yeah.
That's kind of trippy. And probably not anytime soon either.
No,
so that's good.
No
more peak.
Good, never mind.
Because COVID is running rampant. I can't say.
Running wild over you, brother.
Running rampant.
Running rampant over you, brother.
It's all over the place in Japan.
Right, okay. It's everywhere.
Oh,
it's right, okay.
They're all kicking off here.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah. I mean, they let people in.
Yeah.
They could prevent people from coming in. I mean, they could just would you for a COVID like a COVID do whatever you want kind of holiday or trip or whatever, would you do 2 days in a hotel? Like, if they could sort of get it down to 2 days, 4 lateral floor tests, I'd do it for 2 days. I'd do a 2 day wait for a chunky holiday. Well, I reckon
it's a cool idea. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. I mean, they've closed Japan off, but it hasn't stopped the virus going all over the place. Like, just open the doors, let everyone in. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure there's lots of people that disagree with that, but I don't know. I don't see the point in keeping it closed. When I came here, you have to have a test, right? 48 hours before your flight.
Yeah.
And then if you're fine, you come in. Seems like a fair enough way of doing things, but Don't know. Just giving up. I'm fed up talking about. But then there's lots of people that have been coming to Japan, including YouTubers, on business visas. I've seen quite a lot of YouTube folks recently coming here on business visas. So do that.
Right, do that.
Come on a business visa. Apparently it's quite easy, I've been told.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, I need somebody to vouch for my business.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at you.
I'll vouch for your business. You'll come here, you'll go on like a drunken rampage for a week, and then I'll get buggered.
I've been to Japan 10 times, and I've not done any drunken rampages.
Oh, bollocks. It'll be like, top British YouTuber lets in fellow British man who sick all over the streets of Shinjuku and exploits a visa. I'm not going to be the one to open the gates,
never mind,
let in the Trojan horse Pete Donaldson fine. Running rampant in Troy. No chance.
Never mind.
Never mind. One day. But yeah, 10-year anniversary. I'm just going to keep saying that, and something will happen. No, but it's good though. It's good. I never thought I'd be here this long. Like a lot of people have asked, like, you know, did you plan to stay for 10 years? No, I didn't. It just sort of got out of hand. I never thought I'd be here longer than 5 years. Really, my original plan was like, come here, learn Japanese, become like a genius, because mastering Japanese I thought would make me very smart.
Right.
It didn't really.
Yeah.
And then I'd go back to the UK, start a business and become like the Elon Musk of the UK. A lot of that plan didn't happen. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not a genius. But I've been here 10 years. So it's been good. I don't regret coming here. It's been really damn good, and I feel very lucky. So thank you guys for whether you watch Abroad in Japan or tune into the podcast, thank you for sticking around this long, because I know a lot of people have watched Abroad in Japan for like over 5 years, and that really trips me out. Like, somebody sent me a message the other day, and they're like 21, 22, and they're like, oh, I saw my first Abroad in Japan video when I was like 10, and I'm like, fuck. That's
you're
really
mine.
Weird.
You're
I
mine
feel
now.
Very old.
Well, the football Ramble celebrated its 15th anniversary quite recently, and the worst thing is, like, we didn't really delete anything, so we just all of our terrible shows and my awful voice. When I first started, you know, I was even worse than I was now. And I just had a very sort of, I did a much heavier accent as well. And I sounded very depressed, and I sort of talked a bit like this. So that was interesting,
really?
Sort of experience. Yeah, I sounded really dour, really down.
It's interesting seeing how people have changed. I remember Connor showed me a video where one of his first videos, he's got like a really strong northern accent, which he's completely eradicated now.
Right.
He's purged it, so he's got like a well-spoken...
Where's he from?
British, standard British accent. He's from North Wales, somewhere near Wrexham. I forget the name of the town, but like somewhere in that neck of the woods.
Well, Wrexham's kind of got a bit of a Scouse sort of town to it, and it sort of sounds a bit like that.
Yeah. His voice doesn't, and it didn't. It just sort of sounded like just vaguely northern.
Right, okay.
But he's really changed it. I think my voice is kind of the same. I've just got a bit better at pronunciation.
But you've got. But that's the thing, though. When I speak to anyone whose English isn't the first language, I sort of have to sort of do this kind of impression of somebody very posh indeed, because otherwise I will not be understood. I will not be understood of what you're saying.
Sound like a 1960s infomercial. I like it. That's why I want to hear you speak for the rest of the podcast.
It's true, it's difficult.
We got a story here. We got a story here from Sally. It begins, "Hi, Calamity Chris and Problematic Pete."
Problematic Pete.
That's exactly
why
we're not letting him in.
That's a terrible name.
That's why we're not giving him a visa.
Do not like that at all.
No visas for Problematic Pete. In 2019, we had our first visit to Takayama. Beautiful city, Gifu, mountain city. We stayed in a hotel about 10 minutes out of town, and apart from hotel, minibus, a taxi was the only transport into town. We were used to taxi availability and hadn't thought anything of it when a taxi was right at the front door. As we left and jumped straight in it. After a few minutes, the taxi driver asked in a loud, angry voice, "What is your name?" In shock and unsure how to answer, I meekly said, "Sally," which sounded more like a question to him. He continued asking our name, and after a while, we realised the taxi was for someone else. Embarrassed but stuck, we continued into town, feeling very uncomfortable but more knowledgeable. Thank you for the great content. Love it. Regards, Sally, the taxi stealer, taxi theft. The worst kind of tourist, stealing the taxis. If you've ever had a taxi waiting for you and someone's gotten it, it's the worst thing ever. Oh, man. But, God, that's awkward. Usually taxi drivers in Japan are very thorough. They won't go somewhere unless you give them the exact address.
Yeah.
Because they don't like to fuck up. They don't like to make mistakes. This taxi driver clearly didn't care, or maybe wasn't really given a choice. As Sally and friends got in so quickly and so abruptly, there was no room for negotiation. What do you make of this? What do you make of it, Pete?
It's always very, very confusing using those things because they barely speak any. They speak very little English, but just a man turning around and shouting, "What is your name?" is because I always think of those taxis not really having a lot of being pre-booked, if you know what I mean. Like, if you, I presume they're always kind of like, you just pick them up on the street, and actually pre-booking them, I would not even know where to begin to do that, to be honest.
Well, I mean, you get the hotel staff to do
yes.
it, right?
Just okay,
ask the hotel,
right. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get me a taxi.
Fair.
Yeah. There's some apps these days. There's a taxi app, I think this is called Japan Taxi, where you can like kind of reserve a taxi and tell them where you want to go and pay in advance. A bit like Uber, but the app is pretty clunky. It needs some work, but taxi, they're a great way to get around Japan, but they are formidably expensive and pricey, so bear that in mind. I only use them when I've got loads of camera gear and I rock into Tokyo with like three bags of cameras. It's not nice getting on a Japanese train in Tokyo with bags. People are very like awful if you have a bag. They're not very happy because most people don't have big bags in Tokyo for some reason. So bear that in mind. We got a story this week about Asahi beer.
Whoa.
My least favourite beer in Japan. I'm not really a fan. Asahi beer tastes like carbonated water. Are you a fan, Pete? Do you like Asahi beer?
I like aggressive fizzy lager, so yeah, I don't mind an Asahi. If there's nothing else up for grabs, I'll have a crack at that, yeah.
And what's the story of the week?
The story of the week. Back in the 1970s. Asahi Super Dry launched in 1987. It's been on sale for 35 years. And for most of this time, it's been, you know, one of the most popular beers in the world, and certainly in Japan. And for the first time in its history, they revealed in January that it was changing the beer's recipe for the first time. You know, they're going to change it. They're going to change it to something else. I actually haven't gone through.
Can't make
and
it
finding
much
out
worse.
Precisely what it is. And they're just trying to curry your favour, Chris. They just can't. Yeah. they're now though this week announced that they're going to be abolishing something called an image girl as part of its marketing, which is like basically women in swimwear advertising Asahi Super Dry, which is basically these women have advertised Asahi Super Dry since 1987, since the 80s. Riho Takada was the image girl for 2020. They didn't do in-person appearances for these. It's basically just women who are brand ambassadors, but they wear skimpy clothes and they're sexy ladies, and they basically just say, "I drink Asahi and I look amazing. Why don't you drink Asahi? Maybe we can talk about Asahi," sort of thing. And they'll do public appearances, and they're like kind of like idols a little bit. But the Asahi this year have sort of went, it's a bit old fashioned, 20 years too late. We're not going to do this anymore. And so, you know, Ryo Takada and the image girls for the beer Asahi Super Dry, they're all out of luck. They're not doing them anymore. They're out of there. They've made a comprehensive decision to abolish the image girl position. But all of the beer brands employ image girls. Sapporo, Suntory, Kirin, and they've abandoned their image girls a long time ago. But Asahi has only just decided that the final nail in the image girl coffin comes from Asahi. So there's no more promotional ladies following around the Asahi marketing juggernaut that is Super Dry around the country.
I want to know what they did to the brewing process to change it. I mean, Asahi is kind of like sharp, clean flavour.
Right.
I just don't find there's much going on with Asahi.
Right.
I find it very unfulfilling. The only reason I used to drink it is it's the most common one on tap, right?
Yeah.
I guess it's a little bit refreshing, yeah. Like, whenever you go to like an event in Japan and you order namabiru, it's often the most common like beer to come out.
Yeah.
But I realise I'm destroying any hope of getting a sponsorship deal here. But I threw my lot in with Suntory years ago.
Right, okay.
The sponsorship fell through because of COVID, for fuck's sake. But, I would definitely take a Sapporo beer sponsorship. So if anyone from
I mean, Chris, we've literally been advertised by Asahi Super Dry in the past. We did one last year. Won't be getting that back.
I mean, Asahi. Asahi,
but I drink it, so I'm saying it's delicious, and I will say that Chris is not necessarily a beer drinker. Chris drinks Moscow Mules, and he doesn't drink that much beer. And I'm like, I'm a beer drinker here, and I fucking love it because it's crisp and it's refreshing. And after a hard day's doing fuck all in Japan because you're on holiday, it's fucking great. I love it.
It's all right. I'm going to backtrack now and say it's amazing.
It's
and
all
I want
right.
more sponsorship
back
from
that
Asahi.
Down.
But it's all right. But yeah, to be fair, I don't really drink much beer. I'm a cider man and a Moscow Mule man, as Pete said. People in like the UK don't know what Moscow Mule is. I went to a pub when I was back. I was like, Moscow Mule? And he was like, what the fuck is that?
It's a bit bougie.
Vodka, lime, ginger ale. And he was like, why don't you just fucking say that? And I was like, oh.
Why was he swearing so much? Okay. Where were you?
It was, he might not have said the F word.
All right, okay. It seems a bit much.
He was pretty abrupt, though. He wasn't very happy. He wasn't a happy man.
See?
He was in a pub near Canterbury. But, I don't know why we don't have it in the UK, though. It's the most refreshing goddamn drink.
Yeah.
Why can't we get sponsored by bloody Moscow Mule? Because it's a cocktail, not a drink. But there you go. Asahi there, getting rid of the concept of a girl in a bikini to market their beer. It is a sort of thing that I think we stopped doing like 10, 15, 20 years ago in the rest of the world. So I must admit, though, I do have a soft spot for the sort of retro posters from the 80s where they've got like a Baywatch style girl kind of like painted holding a beer. Sort of like cool. That where they take a photo and then they paint over it. It's kind of cool. There's a nostalgic vibe to it. But yeah, get Pete Donaldson holding a beer in his swimming trunks covered in concrete. Instead, that's what I want to see.
I think it's fair to say that I am a lover of and a brand ambassador for one brand. I'm not going to mention it now, but a restaurateur / chef has been cooking with it. The particular ice cream I enjoy.
Oh my god!
They've basically been Menya Musashi. Who is it's a ramen chain. They have been they're silly billies. They've done truffle infused chocolate ramen, they've done bubble tea ramen, and now they're changing up. I'm going to mention the brand. They're adding Coolish ice cream to their to their ramen curry sort of nonsense. It's only available in the Shibuya branch menu Musashi Bokutsu Gaiden, and it's pretty rag looking, to be honest, Chris. It's pretty horrible.
So it's just ramen with Coolish ice cream in, is that
correct?
What you're saying?
It is indeed.
That can't work. That cannot work.
I know.
Well, Coolish melts really fast.
It's just cream, isn't it? It's just sweet cream that they've added to some ramen. So it's not offensive. Mm. You know, it's got. Oh dear.
It could work. I mean, in Hokkaido, you have like butter ramen, right? Miso butter ramen. So like the ramen,
yeah,
and then you get a big dollop of Hokkaido butter and melt it on the top, and it tastes amazing,
yeah,
because it's kind of that salty, buttery flavor. Mm. And ice cream, though, vanilla, like cheap, not even good ice cream, cheap, tacky vanilla ice cream out of Pete Donaldson's pocket. That's not what you want in your ramen, not what you want at all.
It's not what you want, it's not what you want in your ramen.
Wash it down with your Asahi. We'll be back in just a moment, guys, with the stories, comments, and questions from the fax machine.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/Japan.
And we're back with the fax machine. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Dawson?
Oh, God. Greetings from Sweden. We got some greetings from Sweden. I've been told twice in Japan that I look like a Hollywood actor by a street performer and a takoyaki street vendor. I regret not asking which celebrity because I don't know any balding, skinny Hollywood actors. It's Jason Statham, isn't it? I would love to know if you guys ever received any strange compliments in Japan. Best regards, unknown Hollywood lookalike from Sweden. I was once, I'm sure you've had a few, Chris, but I was once in a bar in Shibuya called the Trump Room. So I'm not sure if it's still there or it even exists anymore. But it was just basically a suitably cheesy, overblown room slash set of rooms with loads of chandeliers. So I think it was like the
Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, because he's just an absolute cheese ball who loves this decadent kind of like chintzy bollocks that actually looks quite shit. It was just like loads of, anyway, it's called the Trump Rooms, and I remember there was a set of Japanese lads, and they were talking to our group of friends, and we had one lad look like, who's the fella who was in he was the good looking bloke out of he was a good looking bloke in The Hangover. He was the teacher.
Bradley Cooper.
One lad had Bradley Handsome. Cooper. Another lad had like I think Johnny Depp or something. I got Malfoy from Harry Potter because I had slick back hair.
Oh my lord, I love Malfoy in Japan. I don't know why they've got an obsession. I think it's his hair colour. They like the blonde hair look in Japan. I remember when I was a if we ever talked about Harry Potter when I was a teacher, all the students, all the kids were like, yeah, Malfoy, Daisuke. And that was why the hair.
Right, really. I see, that makes sense.
You do look a bit like Malfoy. I see it. And Colonel Sanders. Very, very different people. I mean, from viewers, I get Elon Musk, which I don't really see.
Okay.
And then from Japanese folks, I get Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
So I would work nicely with Pete and his Malfoy. And I get Tom Cruise, which I definitely don't get.
Tom Cruise, that's an interesting
Maybe my
one.
Nose... My nose looks a bit Tom Cruise-y.
You got like Tom Cruise-y eyes and eyebrows, maybe. Like, I could probably.
Tom Cruise eyes.
Yeah.
He's handsome. He's done so well. He's like 60 years old, right? And he looks
astonishingly good.
I will say
the difference between someone who does the stack show Clash of the Titles is working on a film thing with like a film what do you call it, reveal, release, whatever.
Reveal.
And he was on it. And the pictures from their Instagram compared to the pictures in Top Gun and the release pictures from, you know, his people, Tom Cruise's people, very different. Mm. But still looks amazing, astonishingly good for his age, he doesn't look quite as good.
Photoshop power.
Exactly.
Photoshop power. Yeah. And a little
Photoshop
bit of foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We got a story here from Penn from Adelaide. He says, Hi, sumptuous Chris and crispy Pete. My boyfriend Mark had a student in Japan that claimed to hear the voices of dead people speaking in English. She wanted to learn English to communicate with them. She also predicted an earthquake during first class. Her fellow students were freaked out by her. I'm wondering if Chris had similar experiences with clairvoyant students. Keep up the great work, Penn from Adelaide. That is a terrifying story. The fact someone would want to learn English for that reason is frightening. Like, you know, I've heard all sorts of motivation to learn English in Japan over the years from students. Some want to hear the words of Daniel Radcliffe and know what he's saying in his native language. Others want to appreciate the Beatles and the lyrics. But to speak to the dead is a reason I've never heard in 10 years, and that is both awesome and slightly frightening. What do you think, Pete? What's going on there? Clairvoyant.
Why are you doing your English lessons? Oh, you really don't want to know. This is going to sound very strange indeed.
Well, could be a really cool film,
also, though. And also you would think that, like, because ghosts can be any age. They could be speaking old English. They could be speaking English from, you know, 100,000 years ago.
it seems like it's like one of those Netflix movies. It's like a crappy Netflix film waiting to happen.
Right.
Like Bird Box, where you have to keep your eyes closed, otherwise you'll get eaten by some monsters, whatever it was. It's like that. It's like the Japanese girl that could communicate with the dead, but only if she took her English classes and knew what they were saying. I mean, I don't know what to make of from that. I want to know, like, a more behind the story. Like, that's a really interesting concept slash story, but I want to know more. Like, did Mark actually, like, witness her talk to the dead? Did she use the phrases she was learning? Yeah. Like, I used to sort of tell my students all the benefits of learning English, you know, all the things you could do. The English language is a tool waiting to be wielded. But to speak to the dead in the native tongue, that was one reason that I never had on the list. But no, I didn't have any students that could talk to the dead. Not that I know of anyway. No. If they did, they kept it to themselves. But that's really quite cool. And no, that's just a very odd, unusual situation. But a cool question, an awesome story. Follow it up, Penn. Let us know more. I want to hear more. That's awesome. I want to know more. We got one here from Emma and Adam. Hey, Chris and Pete. My name's Emma, and I'm from Northern Ireland. Since Japanese people are known for their politeness and humility, we want to be as respectful as possible. Are tourists expected to bow? And are there any other ways that we can be polite? All the best, Emma and Adam. Over to you, Pete. You're a genius. You've been to Japan once or twice. Are you polite? Do you have humility? What would you advise in that situation? Coming to Japan, being polite as a foreign tourist.
I bow from the forehead up. Go, oh. As I go, oh, little bow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, no, I think sort of doing full bows actually quite. But then you get after a week in the groove, you sort of go, yeah, I'm actually quite into this. Quite enjoying it. I find it quite respectful and exciting. Like, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, because it feels like you're kind of like the time you spent in their shop is like you've done a little theatre show and you're doing a little curtain call, kind of curtain bow. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you. I know you've enjoyed me, but I have to go now. Farewell. Goodbye.
Proper bell.
And then I shout Tadaima. I've forgotten my umbrella, which I always do.
Yeah, don't be the Pete Dawson of the world. Don't forget your umbrella. Don't forget things. No. I'd say that's a good little bit of advice there. Do the nod. Don't do the nod. Don't do the bow. The bow's a bit too much and just probably comes off as a bit over the top, a bit condescending, just randomly bowing to everyone. But yeah, do the nod. I'd say just to, you know, in terms of being respectful, don't be too loud, and know a bit of Japanese. Your thank yous, your please, your thank you. Know a few phrases, that'll go a long way. I really like it in Japan when foreign tourists make the effort and deploy some Japanese, you know. And Pete's got a Swiss Army knife toolkit of phrases that he uses. Chigaimas, arigato.
Hentai.
And what did he say? Oh, chikan.
Yeah.
Pervert. Pete knows all the phrases for his trips. Can get through seemingly every situation with his array of phrases. I mean, what do you think is the most useful phrase in Japan? What would you use?
It's gomenasai.
Gomenasai.
Sorry, everyone.
Gomenasai is kind of like, that's a big sorry. Like, sumasen's the one you should probably use. Gomenasai is like,
throw out the big,
if you've just
big
smashed
sorry.
A fucking plate.
Yeah, because I'm always doing a big sorry. I'm always doing a big sorry.
Sorry,
everyone.
What have you done that justifies a gomenasai? You drop your fucking...
Yeah, same reason I'm not getting a visa, clearly.
Yeah, rightly so. We'll never let him in. We'll never let in Crispy Pete. Or Problematic Pete, or whatever his name was earlier on. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in, guys, to brawnjapanpodcast@gmail.com. If you haven't yet seen it, check out the trailer for Journey Across Japan, Escape to Paradise, finally out after many months of waiting, and the series will drop in about a week or so. But for now, no matter where you are, out in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days, and we'll see you right back here to do it all over again on the Abroad Japan Podcast. Bye for now.
In Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.